News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the DJ Ritchie Show.
Microphone, come here.
I'm sitting here talking, looking at myself in the computer monitor, and I don't even have a microphone to go on the radio. And I was just about to say that when I started the show way back a month ago, proudly was stretching it a bit, but since then the WBT brass is beside themselves with pride over the fact that I'm doing this show every night. I mean, they love it. I have heard from multiple sources. You know, I don't mean to sound like I'm copying breaking bread Jensen, but multiple sources have told me that all the way up the corporate ladder of this radio company, saying that I'm the best thing that's ever happened to this, not just WBT, but the whole company worldwide. Oh, and speaking of breaking bread, Jensen, you know, he's on top of everything, and he's talking about Tom Tillis and who he's heard is not going to run for sure. No, he's got the scoop, but he doesn't have the main scoop because I have it. I know who was the number one choice of the people's to run and replace Tom Tillis, and that person has declined. After much prayerful consideration with his wife and family, he has decided not to run for North Carolina senator. And this name didn't even come up when Breaking Bread Jensen was talking about it. You know who that is? T.J. Ritchie. That's who. They want me to run for Senate. And I talked to my wife, Jody, about it. Like I said, we prayerfully considered it. And at this time, that's not the right move for my family and me. Else I would have been up in there. Don't think I wouldn't have. I'd have been all about it. I mean, because how hard could it be, you know? That's like I always say, a Supreme Court judge or justice has to be the easiest job that one could have if you're honest. Because all of the rules are written right there for you in the Constitution. It's an open book test every day. If you're a Supreme Court justice, it's only difficult when you get those Marxists on the court, like that Ketanji Brown Jackson and Elena Kagan and the wise Latina Sonia Sotomayor. Those hacks, and sometimes the hack Chief Justice John Roberts. Mr. Stab You in the Back is what I call him, but not to his face because I've never met his face. But anyway, yeah, so I scooped Breaking Brett on that. So I will not. I'm announcing it right now through all of my sources. I have heard and directly from the would-be candidate himself that he is not running for Senate, and that would be me. I am not running for Senate. And they don't even pay me to do this. And here I am breaking stories like that. Breaking TJ is my new name. Breaking TJ Ritchie. Now, that used to be my name when I was break dancing. And I said that. I was breaking back in the day. News that came down this afternoon, there's a partial verdict in the Puffy Sean Combs Diddy trial. I don't know exactly what that means. There's a partial verdict. I know that they couldn't come to an agreement on the racketeering. Now, here's the thing. All you had to do was be paying a little bit of attention to Sean Combs through the years to know that he is rotten to the core. I mean, he is an awful, awful person. Disgusting, actually. I've never met the man, but I have seen him and seen how he acts, and I've read stories about things that he has done and the way he's conducted himself and all, and it's easy to say he's just a no good nothing. So shouldn't be surprised at any of this stuff. That, you know, it's not shocking. See, now, I don't think that in U.S. America that people should be prejudged. I think, you know, you got the right to, you know, a fair trial and all of that stuff. However, there are some of us who have a great talent for being able to judge people at the spur of the moment. You know, like the way they look, or after they've said one type of thing. Like, you could make one remark, and I have the talent to be able to tell whether you need to be locked up or not. And I think Puffy should have been in jail a long time ago. You know why? Because I said, that's why. And look, I'm being proven right. Pretty much. And I've never been to any of his parties, and I'm not bitter about it why I'm saying all this stuff. Ugh, you talk about trash. Seriously, though, just absolute, whether he's found guilty and sent to prison or not, but we know enough about him to know that he is just absolute trash. The trashiest of the trash. Ugh. And how did he get away with it for so long? Because he's rich and powerful and mean. So you can't just be rich and powerful and nice or mannerly or cordial. You got to be mean along with it. And Puffy is mean. But I'm wondering how mean he's going to be on that prison yard. He'll probably have protection out there, because he'll say, whenever I get out, when you get out, I've still got enough money I can pay you. So, you know, don't let them rough me up in my cell later on, you know. But then again, judging by his freakiness, he might pay them to rough him up in the jail cell. I mean, this dude is just he's a weirdo, trashy individual. Puffy. Having to talk over all of the people's songs that he gives them, you know, gives them a chance to be rappers and hip hop stars, but he has to be all over the top of their songs all the time. That's right. Talk to them. You know, they can't rap one line without him jumping on the back of it and what we call an overdub and filling every blank spot with his stupid voice. If you're not familiar with the Puffy music, then get on the iTunes or Spotify's and look up one song, and then you'll hear him all over everybody else's music. That's what almost started that L.A. New York rapper beef that got out of hand, because the L.A. guy, Suge Knight, said at an award show, if you rappers want a producer that's not going to be all over your records and in your videos, call me. And then old Puffy, he didn't like that. Oh, no. He didn't like that one bit. So that's what started that beef that ended up with Biggie being killed and that Tupac Shakur. That racist, white people hating Tupac Shakur. Deader than hell. Because of somebody sassing off at an award show, ended up with that. Young fella, too. Young fellas. That Biggie Smalls and that Tupac Shakur. What a waste. What a waste. So this is pretty much what the show is going to be like tonight. We're going to talk about Puffy and rap battles and all kinds of stuff. Perverted doctors in the news. another teacher making relations with a student. You know, these young women teachers all over the country are doing this now. It's some kind of a, I don't know if it's a TikTok trend or what, but they're going to jail where they belong. But we do have something special in the next segment regarding one forever known now as Sandy Cortez. Who is Sandy Cortez? Find out next. Hang on.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
America's coolest conservative on duty here at the big WBT. Blowtorch, flamethrower. 704-570-1110. That is the number if you want to call and say, what's up? You call that. That is my direct line. Okay? You don't have to dial an extension or anything. That comes directly to me through about three people first. I mean, my calls are screened like somebody coming to visit the White House. I mean, you got to get total security clearance to get up in here on the phone. Look, I promise the whole show is not going to be about stupid celebrities, but this just was posted 10 minutes ago on the official Doge Instagram account. Billy Joe Armstrong, the lead singer of the group Green Day, says he's seriously considering renouncing his American citizenship because Elon and Trump won't shut the blank up. Okay. Please don't. What will we do without you, Billy Joe? Huh? What will we do without a 50-year-old wearing eyeliner and spiky highlighted hair jumping around on stage in Converse All-Stars and ripped up jeans? Who will be our leader? Idiot. See, that's part of the recognizing liberalism and mocking it, as we should. Go, Billy Joe. Renounce your citizenship. Move somewhere. Who cares? Who cares? We got real celebrities to talk about here. Like, one of the most famous people in all of U.S. America right now is a lady named Sandy Cortez, formerly known as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. New name, Sandy Cortez. Why? Because when she runs around talking about being a tough Bronx chick, she's a liar. She's a lying devil. She grew up in the suburbs. She moved out of the Bronx when she was 5 years old. And they say that, you know, they always describe her helping her mom clean houses and things like that. At five, I don't know. Says her dad owned a small business. He's an architect. She grew up upper middle income, which is great. I don't like it when people have to sit around and make excuses for either their success or because of their parents' success. I hate that. But when you go around acting like you're a woman of the people, you know, you're down there with Jenny on the block. You're sitting on the stoop. You're dealing with the real hardships in life. You grew up in the Bronx, and Bronx chicks can eat Queens men alive. That's what she said about President Trump. And then that's when people started going, well, you know what? Maybe she's not a tough Bronx chick. Maybe that's all a lie because she's a liar. Because that's what communists do. They lie. And they have to constantly pretend like they know what the downtrodden is going through. Oh, I know. I feel your pain. Remember Bill Clinton? I feel your pain. He didn't feel anybody's pain. Sandy Cortez doesn't feel anybody's pain. And the reason why she's Sandy Cortez is because they've done some research, and that's what her name was growing up, and along with the picture of her in her yearbook from the suburbs, from the upper middle-income suburbs. Her name was Sandy Cortez. Oh, and she was adorable. She was adorable. She had some, you know, out-of-line canines and all. You know how kids get those where their teeth on the top grow out of, you know, higher up on their gums, and they have to get braces. But, oh, she's beautiful now. And I'll always say that, credit where credit is due. I will always say that Sandy Cortez is beautiful. But that's not a surprise, because the devil can make himself the most beautiful person in the world, put himself right in front of you, and then take your mind and your soul. So you see, that old devil's just hanging around waiting on the right moment to spring himself on you. And he has shown up in the form of a lot of people in politics lately. Ooh. You know, that New York mayoral candidate, Zohran Mamdani, middle name Louis Cipher. That's what I heard his middle name is. His name is Zohran Louis Cipher Mamdani. You get it?
Say that three times fast.
You know, you get Louis Cipher, what that is?
Lucifer?
Oh, don't tell him. But there she is, just a regular little old communist, pretending like she's one with the people. And when she goes out talking about taxing the rich in a 20-something thousand-dollar gown at the ridiculous clown show called the Met Gala in New York, she has not been in the throes with the people ever. Now she's running around trying to prove that she is a Bronx chick. Well, I traveled back and forth from the suburbs to the Bronx, and that's how I learned what real inequality is. Okay. All right, Sandy. Thank you. Sit down. We're not falling for that anymore. You have a communist now in New York that has overshadowed you. His name is Louis Cipher Mamdani. Right? So, good try. Maybe you can work for him someday. Little Sandy. Sandy! I like Sandy better anyway. I think it's a cute name for her. I think that is a good fit. Because, I mean, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I mean, that's just too much to be saying. And I think the Cortez may be her dad's name, the architect may be his name, and then Ocasio is her mom's name, or vice versa. I don't know. But I don't think either one of those last names belong to her husband. He white. That's why I say if she'd get the devil out of her, she might have a shot with me. Because I'm white. And I see she's not opposed to being with a white man. But, you know, my wife might be opposed to it, but probably not. I mean, she's tired. My wife is. She'd be like, if you can get the devil out of that girl, go ahead, be my guest. Well, we're going to keep a sharp eye now. This is an entirely different person now to me. Sandy Cortez. I'm not going to say she's as important in my life as my sweet Princess Jazzy F. Crockett, but she's pretty high up. And I don't want them fighting or anything up there on Capitol Hill. So don't tell each one of them that I say nice things about the other, because they'll be, you know, throwing hands. Don't want that. Is the show over yet? Not quite. All right. So we'll figure out what else we can do that I can just ramble on and on about. Again, you can call and help me if you want. 704-570-1110. We got more coming up.
The TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
I was about to make a mistake right there. A big mistake. Big, big mistake. I was about to do a story that I have slated for TJ on the news later. I was about to give it away. Whew. Thank goodness I caught that. That would have been disastrous. Tragic even. So... Isaac, may I call you Isaac?
You may.
Okay. So I'm having to switch up here because I was about to do that other thing out of order. Could you get the sweet Miss Joy Reed cuts ready to go for this segment? Thank you. You're a sweet boy. So sweet. All right, Joy Reed. Formerly of MSNBC, I don't know what all kinds of descriptions I need to give her. Anti-white racist, anti-Semitic. I think she's also said not so nice things about, not positive on this one, but I think she said some not so nice things about, gay people. Just a real princess, this Joy Reid is. Well, she was canned from MSNBC not long ago, and I saw her on CNN doing something over the weekend, but this is her, I think, trying to do a podcast or something, and she's talking to another woman, and they are talking about my man, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, and his alligator Alcatraz. You know, President Trump went and visited alligator Alcatraz today. Him and Ryan walking it together and talking about how cool it is. So this is cut one of what Joy Reid said that is of importance. Listen.
And I will note that, you know, we tried to forget about him, but Ron DeSantis is still governor of Florida. He took the comfy couch hosts on a tour of the concentration camp that he's building in Florida, in order to round up people, brown people, and throw them in a camp because he doesn't want them in Florida. Surprise, surprise, the economy of Florida is going to be severely harmed by rounding up brown people who, by the way, all over this country, Latinos are afraid to go to work. Anybody who is perceived or looks Latino is afraid to go to work. I know people who are not Latino, but they're brown. And so they look Latino to the naked eye, if you don't know any better, who are walking around with their passports, who never leave home without a passport. Because this is a question I want to ask the audience. How would you prove you're a citizen? If ICE came up to you and dragged you off, how would you prove it? I mean, do you have any proof that you're a citizen? There have been even cases where people showed their real ID with a little star in it, and that still wasn't believed.
Really? I don't believe you, Joy. You maniac. You deranged fool, you. Okay, let's play the other clip now.
See what they've still been rousted. They've still been harassed. And even if you're not actually taken into custody, imagine being a brown person in this country right now where you can't even walk the streets without fear of being tackled by random people with masks on. That's who we are now. This is like being in apartheid South Africa in the 1980s.
Oh, first of all, I don't believe Joy Reid for 1 minute that she's talked to any quote unquote brown people who are walking around afraid because they're going to get sent away, even if they're citizens, and people who aren't even Hispanic that are brown, quote unquote, are not walking around worried, having to carry their passports around with them. You know what I think Joy Reid is? I think she, just like Sandy Cortez, is a liar. A dirty, rotten, stinking, filthy liar. Now, this is a trick of the stupid and the hyperbolic left. They throw the word apartheid around, and I think most of them don't even know what it means. Who is that other one? Rashida Tlaib, the congresswoman. Rashida Tlaib, always in hysterics. It's apartheid, apartheid state, apartheid state, apartheid, apartheid, apartheid. Joy Reid, apartheid, apartheid, apartheid. Somebody get them a dictionary or at least a thesaurus to teach them some new vocabulary words. All right. Now, here's what I would love for somebody to be able to posit to one Miss Joy Reid. I wish somebody would say, Joy, oh Joy, I've got $5 million right here, and I'm going to give it to you, but all you have to do is stand up in front of this crowd and give a 10-minute speech all the way through, just you speaking for 10 minutes. And I'll give you the subject, and then you just, you know, riff on it for 10 minutes. You get the $5 million. The catch is, at no point during that 10 minutes can you say anything about race. You can't talk about anybody's skin color. You can't talk about anybody's downtroddenness because of their race. You can't use any type of identity politics. And you can't victimize yourself in your little speech because you're black. Nothing about race. You know what? She would either have to walk away and say, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Or she'd get buzzed in the middle of her speech. Ah, you just said something about race. Ah, you just said brown people. Ah, you can't do it. Her entire career is built on that. She has no sense about the real world. And I don't think she's just one of those that runs around making up lies and all that to try to gain power over people. I think she's truly stupid enough to believe most of the stuff that she says. And that's why she got fired from MSNBC, I think, is because she's a loose cannon because she really believes the crap that she spouts. That's a no-no. Because they know it's crazy. But I dare say that Joy Reid would not even be known in any households other than her family's household if she weren't black. Because is she particularly bright? No. Does she have a unique perspective on anything as a commentator? No. Is she beautiful in any way? No. Is she talented as a presenter? No. She's off-putting, if nothing else. She's harsh. And it takes a lot of grace, let me say, for people who have sense to sit there and listen to her as if she has decent points to make or some type of unique take on something interesting. So nobody would know who Joy Reid is. She's a joke. Ha 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 ha. It is to laugh about Joy Reid. But I don't want to sound harsh. But you see, that's the way it works. She could come out and say the nastiest things about groups of people that she wants to. But then when somebody comes back at her, then, oh my God, I can't believe the hate, the hate, the hate. Okay. Just my thoughts. But then again, what do I know? I ain't nothing but a glorified DJ on here. So no need in getting mad at me. Hang on, let's see what's coming up next.
It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT. Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Thank you to all 11 listeners for spending these evenings with me. I really appreciate it. More than you'll ever know. So if you want all that TJ Ritchie stuff, that includes the syndicated morning show that I do on the radio with my partner Riggins. It's called the TJ and Riggins Show. You can get all of that, get to everything, even the podcast that I do with my wife, which is a joy. I mean, just an absolute thrill every week. You can go to tjritchie.com and find all of it there, or wbt.com/TJ to get it all. This is a very disturbing story, but justice is being served on this sicko. This is from the New York Post. A deranged Queens doctor admitted Monday that he groped, sedated patients, and raped unconscious women he had drugged in his apartment, all while filming the sickening abuse. Ji Allen Chang, 35, shuffled into a courtroom from jail, where he's been held without bail since he was arrested in 2022. He came in to plead guilty to 4 counts of rape and 3 counts of sexual abuse. All told, Chang copped to sexually assaulting 7 women. He also struck an Alford plea. An Alford plea is admitting criminal guilt but expressing his innocence to another account of sexual abuse from accusations related to an 8th woman. The level of violence and perversion displayed by Ji Allen Chang is sexually abusing multiple victims is compounded by the fact that he took an oath to do no harm as a medical professional, said Melinda Katz, district attorney for Queens. Chang had worked as a gastroenterologist at New York Presbyterian, Queens, until a girlfriend in late 2022 claimed he knocked her unconscious in his Astoria apartment by using a surgical mask stuffed with drug-soaked cotton balls. The courageous woman contacted prosecutors after discovering videos showing Chang sexually assaulting her and other women. That's what the officials said. A joint probe by the Queens District Attorney's Special Victims Bureau and New York Presbyterian led to a warrant search of Chang's home, where authorities found several horrifying videos. The recordings showed Chang groping sedated women as young as 19 in the hospital, prosecutors said. Other videos taken in Chang's home showed him raping unconscious, apparently drugged women, at least some of whom had met online dating on online dating sites. Officials also seized cocaine, fentanyl, ketamine, LSD, and MDMA, in addition to drugs used for sedation, such as propofol and some other drug I can't pronounce. Chang was ordered held without bail, and his ability to practice medicine was suspended by state officials while the case wound through the courts. He's expected to receive a 24-year prison term when sentenced in August. 24 years. Does that seem like enough? Now, the term sick and twisted and perversion, pervert, they all get thrown around a lot. But this is a twisted criminal mind. This is somebody, you know, obviously I haven't examined him, but I'm telling you from my observations in these types of things, this is somebody who is only turned on by having total dominance over another person. Total domination. It's akin to necrophilia, because he wanted his victims to be as close to dead as he could get them without them actually being dead. So this is an individual who I don't think needs to be trusted around people, whether he's being a doctor or not, ever again. He should also be banned from ever going on dating sites. He needs serious, serious help. Can you imagine these poor women? And then they did. I mean, they described that girlfriend accurately when they said she courageously contacted the authorities. And he also, you know, with a serial criminal like this, like a serial rapist is what he is. They keep these trophies, they call them, to remember each incident, each girl, each woman by. Now, whether that be, you know, taking a lock of their hair or stealing an article of clothing from them, what he did was he videoed it. He could relive it anytime he wanted on by watching it. And this man was a doctor. You know, it makes you really, you just stop and think about the types of people that we are up against every day. I mean, I'm going on and on about this because this is one of the things that I find most interesting in our culture today, or in any culture for that matter, the criminal mind, the twisted, sick types of crimes like these that are just complete and total breakdown of normal function of the brain. And I wonder if, you know, what kind of treatment that he will get in prison from the other prisoners. You know, they always say if you harm kids and you end up going into the prison, then they take it out on you while you're in there. They're pretty savage. I wonder how they feel about drugging women and raping them while they're unconscious, filming it. Bet they don't take too kindly to that either. But yeah, he needs to be out of society for a long time, if not for life, as far as I'm concerned. Because I mean, how would you judge that person to be okay after, you know, therapy and the years in prison and all that? Sure, he's safe to be out now. How do you do that? There's some craziness in the world. You never know when it's hiding around the corner from you. All right. So we are going to do TJ on the news next. I heard from a very well-respected person in my life that he said he likes the TJ on the news segment. So obviously he's very intelligent. So we're going to do that and a whole lot more coming up next. Hang on.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
That's right. Don't get it twisted, as the kids say. Here I am, your ever-loving leader. Just steamrolling into hour two here. And we have some serious stuff coming up. Have some people explaining just how radical Islam is planning to take over this country and other Western countries. That is enough to hopefully wake some people up. I'm sorry, wake up some people. So we'll get into all that sometime in this hour. But first, we got to do this.
Live from the big city of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Come on.
It's TJ on the news.
Going around the world for the most important stories that are shaping our times. That's what we do with TJ on the news. If you are ready, I'm ready. So lead story.
I remember when I lost my mind.
This is absolute. Just insanity. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem revealed a bizarre and sickening account Tuesday of how federal agents nabbed a cannibal illegal migrant who started to eat his own arms during a deportation flight. Noem, who is beautiful but needs to cut her hair, I added that part, it's not in the story, shared this disturbing anecdote while visiting the alligator Alcatraz deportation camp in the Everglades alongside President Trump. Quote, the other day I was talking to some marshals that had been partnering with ICE. They said they had detained a cannibal and put him on a plane to take him home. And while they had him in his seat, he started to eat himself. And they had to get him off the plane and get him medical attention. These are the kind of deranged individuals that are on our streets in America that we're trying to target and get out of our country because they are so deranged, they don't belong here. Whoa. Now, I've heard of men having to do that after they've gone home with a really ugly woman at the end of the night. You know, that old thing, chewing their arm off so they can get out. But then you know what started happening? Women started saying that. They were trying to chew their arms off to get out of the ugly guy's apartment. Man, what would you do if you're sitting beside that guy on the plane? I mean, you think a crying baby is bad on a flight. You think about this. Like, excuse me, flight attendant. He's eating himself. Can I switch seats? Can I get an upgrade up in here, please?
You can downgrade me. Just get me away from this guy, please.
Put me in the toilet. Put me back there.
I'll sit in that back seat that don't recline. Just get me away from this guy.
Ugh. I mean, some people say if you sit in your seat, if you get on and you're the first one on your row and you don't want anybody sitting beside you to sit there and hold the air sickness bag open and have a face like you're going to throw up at any time, they'll ask to be seated somewhere else. This for sure is a way to get that. Just start chewing your arm off. Whew. All right, next story. A study found there are three main breakup strategies that we use. And they are, the most popular one is some variation of it's not you, it's me, followed by I need a break. And the third most popular is just ghosting them.
Ooh.
And that means just not contacting them anymore if older people don't know what that means. And then the fourth type is duh. I mean, acting like this is groundbreaking information. So Isaac, which one of these would you be, you know, either have broken up with someone using the tactic or have been broken up with?
I'm a huge advocate of the, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
Always bring that blame back on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my go-to for sure. I try not to ghost. Ghosting is
that's
brutal.
Worse. Yeah. What about you, Andrew?
I'm going to have to be in agreement with Isaac on this one. Mm-hmm. I think the whole ghosting thing, it's just wrong.
Yeah.
You know, I think morally, and it's just, I don't think it should ever be done in any relationship.
I know. I tried to do it to my wife a couple years ago. It was kind of hard because she keeps up with all the bills and everything. She knew every time I used my credit card. She's like, I know where you are. You just bought a Slim Jim.
Did you get a lighter,
too? I can see it.
Guess you can't break away from her on that.
No, I can't just ghost her. All right, so that's good that y'all aren't ghosters, you young fellas. Okay, here we go. Next story. Come on, let's go, baby. Let the music take control. All right, this is pretty gross. A woman on Reddit posted that, and this is going viral, that after she said she was flagged by airport security because of her groin, the airport security at two different airports flagged her because of her crotchal area.
Oh, no.
And she said that she had to be patted down. And the consensus seems to be it happened because it's summer, and to put it as delicately as possible, that scanner picks up excess water on your body. So she, you know, if you're too sweaty somewhere, the thing will go off. It triggers the scanners. So people in the comments chimed in with similar stories, and one said a TSA agent told them that, you know, Swampy causes it. It has to do with the millimeter wave technology and how the waves bounce off water.
I don't think TSA agents get enough credit dealing with that. Mm. That's rough.
I don't know. Can you imagine how embarrassed you would be?
That's almost unthinkable. I mean, that's how disgusting that is.
That's why I wear diapers. That's not going to happen to me.
Been there, done that.
All right. And finally. Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake. Shake your booty. Shake your booty. 43-year-old Michael O'Neill showed up at a hospital in St. Pete, Florida, with a stab wound and needed emergency surgery. Cops haven't released a ton of details about the stabbing. We don't know who stabbed him and why, but they think drugs may have been involved for some reason. I don't know why they would think that, considering that while he was in surgery, a nurse found his stash of drugs hiding out in his rectum.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Not just the nurse found a ball of aluminum foil with white rocks in it, a crack pipe, and a lighter that he was carrying in nature's pocket.
That is a lot of items to have there.
One is a lot of items to have there.
He had all that shoved up his behind.
Yeah, but I was phrasing it more delicately, Andrew. So, so they took him to jail once he recovered, and he's facing charges for drug possession, possession of drug paraphernalia, and it seems like that he's been through this before because he's got a long rap sheet with other drug charges, including an arrest last year where cops also found drugs in his special hiding place. So it's kind of his go-to move, I guess. Wow.
That's rough.
I wonder where he got that idea from. Like, he had to have gotten that from somebody.
Well, I mean, a lot of them do that. Like, you know, they're like, hey, this is the only place I have to put it, you know? And if you just carry it around in a regular pocket, people might steal it. You got to protect it. I mean, there could be a winning lottery ticket up there, and I'm not going for it.
Right.
You can have this win. It's a guaranteed. Hang on a second. It's a guaranteed Powerball winner, and that's where I'm hiding it. If you get, you can go claim the money. I'm going to go. I'll try my luck some other time, winning it another way. All right, and that is TJ on the news.
The TJ Ritchie Show. News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT. Identifying liberalism and mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
America's coolest conservative. Bussing out tonight. Oh, we've already had some craziness going on. I mean, just some craziness. But there is something that is really plaguing our society now. And if we went over this a lot last night, this type of theme, but if we don't get a hold of it, I really shudder to think what our great country is going to be if we don't stand up against this. So the way I look at it is we in the United States, American citizens who live the American culture and who are proud Americans that work and provide and do what we do, we are being attacked, and our way of life is being attacked from within by communism as a political movement and by religious extremists. Okay, so sometimes they cross paths. For example, you ever wonder what the people are thinking who are LGBTQ plus radicals who are carrying around the signs and chanting queers for Palestine, queers for Palestine, and you say, hey, are you an idiot? If you went to Palestine or if Palestine took over the United States, the Palestinians and Hezbollah and all of that, if they took over, you think you would survive? You would be gone immediately. But you see, the cause is greater than the reality. So when you have Islamic extremists, the radical Islamists, and they can cross paths with the communist teachings of an LGBTQ plus radical group, they don't mind. They'll sort it out later. Their main goal is what they have in common is that we are their enemy. Okay? So once the enemy is done away with, then they can figure out who's going to be left standing to run the place. So like this... this evil SOB that's running for mayor of New York, this Zoran Mamdani, him and his pinky ring, Even though he's claiming every day not to be a communist, he claims that, or what he says he wants, is to the end goal, quote, the end goal of seizing the means of production. That's the end goal for him. Now, that means that communists and people of his ilk will control things that are produced in the United States, things that we use to thrive, things that we use in a capitalist society to maintain the lifestyle and freedom that we have, the things that we produce in a capitalist free enterprise system that feeds the world, all of those things, that's straight up communism. Then you have the people from the religious ideology that says that the American way is the wrong way to live, and it's against God's way. And they have a plan to take over Western societies. Now, this is a clip from Dr. Gad Saad, who is a marketing professor dealing with psychology from Canada. And he, you know, he's from Lebanon, and he has he's pretty clearly stated their mission here, and it's quite telling.
Muslim Brotherhood and many other Islamic theorists and scholars and politicians have said that we will conquer the West through three means, and I hope that your listeners and viewers take note. Number one, we will conquer the West through the womb of our women, right? So that's a demographic fertility battle. We will produce 5 children, you will produce 1.2 children, and we will outbreed you. Number two, we will conquer the West through hijrah. Hijrah is the Arabic word for immigration, and that's exactly what we do with our open border policies. And number three, we will conquer the West by using your miserable freedoms and liberties against you. They're screaming this out from the top of the mountain, and yet most Westerners choose to ignore it, Charlie. It is so galling. It is so frustrating. I escaped that world 45 plus years ago, and here it is now hunting me down 50 years later.
Yep. But why has it happened? How has it happened? How have all of these people who want to come into these Western free countries and tear it apart, how have they been welcomed into these countries, including ours? Through that crossover of Marxism and radical fundamentalist religious movements, like the Islamists. I mean, look at Great Britain. Look at Germany. With all the, I mean, they're more far gone than we are already. And why? Oh, we must let them in. They're trying to escape their poor countries. And you heard them. They're using our stupid freedoms against us. It's ridiculous. This is our country. We need to act like it. But these idiots on the left, these Marxist communocrats, I mean, they're just so misguided and obtuse. They're either stupid or they're evil to be in favor of all this and supporting this and allowing it. Do you think they're playing around with us? Do you think they don't mean what they're saying? You take one of those things that he said about we're going to have more babies than you. Well, they're already doing that. And why are Americans not having as many babies anymore? Because the Marxists on the left in America have been demonizing families. Family unit is not good. Trad wives suck. Stepford wives. Dinks. We love being dinks. That's so much better than having kids. DINK is an acronym for dual income, no kids. Dual income, no kids. They put little videos on TikTok and all around. We love being dinks. We're free to watch whatever TV shows we want. We have extra money to travel whenever we want. And it just, you look at them and think, you poor, poor souls. You poor, misguided, useful idiots to the enemy. You're going to be thinking dink one day. When they're throwing you in a hole in the ground because you said something they didn't like or that was against their religious law. Yeah. You'd be bragging about doing TikToks then, aren't you? Oh, you're so liberal or so progressive. We know everything. You are so backwards and old-fashioned, old-school. You see, when you raise a generation being indoctrinated in our school systems and all, to not care that much about America, they're not going to fight for it, or they're not going to care if somebody comes to take it over. We don't deserve it. Remember? We don't deserve this. We stole all this land. People who stole all of this land were slave owners. Why should we care what happens to America just because we're Americans and we've lived a life that places around the world would only dream of living? Who cares? We don't deserve it. That's what they think. You know why? Because they're stupid. All right, we're running late here. You know, like I've really got a specific clock to be watching in here. Every clock in here says a different time on it. I don't know. It could be more. This could be my morning show for all I know, looking at the clocks around here. But we'll take a break anyway with more coming up. Hang on.
It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 at 99.3 WPT.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Thank you so much for listening. I love all 11 listeners. We're a small but close-knit family, which is fine. Okay, here's something that that I absolutely love dealing with, because I think this is an interesting part of who we are as a culture and conservatives. Hopefully I will learn some people something here, because I know everything there is to know about women. Remember that. That's not a joke. That's not hyperbole. No lie. As President Biden would say,
not I do. A joke, folks.
I know everything there is to know about women. So here it is. An article a young lady wrote: is chivalry dead? After a grown man practically trampled me to get on the bus recently, I'd be inclined to say yes. He was in a suit and fun socks. Boring finance bros tend to think quirky socks make them look fun. And he was on the verge of elbowing me to get a seat. I was unnerved by his rugby scrum approach to public transportation. It was a bit much for 8 a.m., and buses come every 10 minutes, but I wasn't shocked. It wasn't very chivalrous, but is that even a thing anymore? Is men letting women go first on public transport a dead concept? Did it die when we started advocating for fair pay and the rights to our bodies? Is the price of equality that men just aren't that polite anymore? I want equal pay and men to follow the Titanic rule of women and children first. Not that you're asking for a history lesson, but to catch you up, The word chivalry originated in the Middle Ages and primarily referred to the code of conduct for knights. In modern times, it refers to being polite and showing kind, respectful behavior, usually toward women, such as holding the door open, allowing women to enter rooms first, and men offering to give up their seats on public transportation. Does that still exist in 2025, though? Or is it a social normal we've outgrown? In general, men claimed chivalry still exists, and most women admitted they didn't see enough of it anymore. One woman said, "I definitely think chivalry is dead. I think the attitude of men is, in general, just isn't great." Okay, then she goes on, and she's talking about, you know, sexist and equal pay and all of those types of things. All right. First of all, let's get the equal pay thing out of the way. Listen to me, ladies. I'm as serious as I can be. If you are doing the same job a man is doing, you've been at the company the same amount of time, you have the same experience, and you have the same or better productivity, and you're not making as much as he makes, go to the police because it's illegal. Go to the police. Call the police and say, "Hey, they're breaking the law over here at this company because I've been here the exact amount of time. I've got the same experience. I have the same or better production. I'm doing a better job, and he's making more money than I am because he's a man." It's illegal. And it doesn't happen the way women and the left say it happens. There are other factors to it. So we got that out of the way. Now, another thing is, I am a big time supporter and doer of giving up seats for ladies, opening doors, being a gentleman, being chivalrous, all of those things. I am Mr. Mannerly. I call women in this building who are younger than I am, Miss Jackie, Miss LaToya down the hall. I'm very polite and respectful of women. Now, with that out of the way, when you run around and demand that men treat you like men and society treats you, that you are just as good or better than men at everything, then yeah, you're going to lose some men treating you like you're a lady, because that's what they think you want. How many times have you seen on TV and in movies where a man holds the door open for a woman and she says, "I can get the door myself"? What do you want? You want a man to automatically be able to tell whether you're one of those women or whether you would appreciate it? And yeah, men have gotten to where they're not as polite and not as sweet, not as gentlemanly and all of that. That has gone down with other aspects of our society and people not knowing how to act toward each other. Some of that comes from growing up in their bedrooms with a computer and only talking to people through Turtle Beach headphones. Turtle Beaches or whatever they're called, those headphones that they play video games in. So you got that. And let's face it, when men were chivalrous as the norm, women made it more difficult for a man to get to spend time with them, if you know what I'm saying. If you wanted a decent woman, you had to treat her special, or she wouldn't have anything to do with you. Now, how often do women, young women, demand that men treat them in a special way in order for them to get to spend time with them? And I'm not talking about just sex. I'm talking about dating, the whole thing. It used to be, whereas if a man wasn't nice and polite and gentlemanly, a woman wouldn't give him the time of day. Now, you're hanging out, you're buddies, you're going out on dates, and then you may end up, if you're in the mood, sharing yourself with him, and then you just get up the next morning, you say, see ya, you ghost each other. They don't have to work for the affection of young women as much as they used to. So you got all of these different societal changes, and then you expect everything to be coming your way. I want it to be this way and this way, but I also want that and this and that, da, 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 da. Now, you're not going to be able to get that from most men with the changes that have happened. Plus, who usually teaches you a man about being polite and treating women in a special way and all of that stuff? Where does that come from? Most of the time, it comes from your dad, right? Right? Am I right, boys? Comes from your daddy.
Preach, brother.
And with the breakdown of the family unit, and there not being very many two-parent homes raising children, I don't say not very many, but not nearly as many as there used to be, they're not taught correctly. But the main thing that we take from all of this that caused this problem is feminism. You know why? Because I don't care what anybody says. Nobody likes a feminist. Not even other feminists. Trust me on that. Nobody likes an outspoken, chip on their shoulder feminist. And you know why other feminists don't like it? Because they have what they think is a bigger cross to bear than you do. One feminist is always in competition with the other feminist. And remember, I know everything there is to know about women, even feminists. So, I'm sorry if you are a lady listening to this and you're a feminist and you've gotten offended because you accidentally landed on 1110. I'm glad you were able to hear the truth tonight. And I'm especially proud that you got to hear it from me. You're welcome. More coming up next.
The TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT. Bringing the heat.
Oh, hot, hot, hot.
Whatever that means. This is the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Hello. Hello. We got our last segment here, and I got something on my mind. I just want to get out there. So we have this sky show, big fireworks show coming up Thursday night, the 3rd. And all of the hosts will be doing our shows from out there at the ballpark. And I think everybody else's show will be wrapped before the baseball game starts. Mine will be during the baseball game, I think. So during my top-notch presentation of a radio show, there will be loud crowd cheers and, you know, cracks of the bat in the background and all types of distractions, which is fine. I mean, I know I'm more skilled as a radio person than anybody else in this town. I can handle that. But then I was told, I've been given very few details on this. So being the low man on the totem pole on the staff here, I don't know whether that's regular or not, because I've never been the low man on the totem pole on a radio staff. I've always been the high man on the totem pole. So I really don't know if I need to be bothering the mighty program director with a bunch of questions. So I've just been kind of chilling. But the event is quickly approaching. And from what I understand, I think that Bo and Beth, who those are the morning show hosts for now, They will be emceeing the event and introducing the other radio people to the crowd. Now, is it, are they just going to be, do you know anything about it, Isaac? You don't know how the schedule works or anything like that, do you?
No, I don't.
Because I'm really thinking about after my show is done and they start doing all the on-field introductions and everything, I'm thinking about passing on that part. Because, you know, for one, I've never been in a situation like that where I wasn't the MC because I was the, you know, on the highest rated show, not on the station, but in the whole market whenever I was on the radio, the Ace and TJ show. But I don't want to be up in the middle of a bunch of other radio personalities acting like we're peers.
Just a step above.
A step? What are you talking about, dude? But I don't want anybody confusing me with just regular. I mean, the hosts on this station are fantastic. I mean, they're top notch. But I mean, are they my quality of radio legendary? No. Not at all. So I don't know whether I want to be in the middle of all that. I might just pass. I might just do my little show and, you know, collect my family and beat the traffic.
Not even stand for the fireworks. Mm.
You know, when Eddie Murphy was the top star in the world back in the 80s, he said one time, you know, I don't do commercials and all of that because people have offered me so much money because if you can turn on the TV and see me drinking Coors every night, then it wouldn't be as special to go buy a movie ticket and see me in a movie. I'm kind of the Eddie Murphy on that. You know, if you can just go to a ball game and see me down with a bunch of other radio, you know, people, how special is that? To get to see me in person ought to be an event in and of itself. Like, there should be a Sky show whenever I get out of my truck every night in the parking lot. He's going into the building to do his show. Boom, 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 boom. Big celebration. It's something to see.
I want to personally apologize. I tried to get that set up, and we're still lagging behind, clearly.
Mm. So, I don't know. I just think it's disrespectful to my pedigree, as they say, of radio, to expect me to be down there with other radio people. But I told you, I mean, we're family here, all 11 listeners, and we're all family, so I can tell you what's on my mind. Nay, what's on my heart. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get in. They haven't even told me whether I have a pass or not to get in the thing, to do the show. I might be seriously doing my show on a cell phone in my truck. I guess we'll find out. Aren't you the producer, Isaac? Aren't you supposed to be going in there fighting those battles for me?
No, man.
Speaking up for me?
They tell me to hide behind the board, not to talk too much.
See, I don't even have anybody assigned to me. What's that producer's name on the morning show?
Bernie Bowles.
Bernie, what's the other guy's name?
Steve.
That's right. They're very nice to me. I love those guys.
Great guys.
But you know what they do? They speak up for Beth and Bo and Beth. But you can't even decide whether you work for me or Winterville. I mean, you would think they pay me to be up in here. All I'm asking for payment is a little respect, the respect I deserve. I'm just kidding. The Great One, Mark Levin, is coming up next. Thank you for listening. Remember, God loves you, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.